This is KERA News. I'm Courtney Collins. It's a challenge for working parents when it's time to find affordable childcare over the summer. No-cost and low-cost camps in North Texas are few and far between. So when that final bell of the school year rings, kids may rejoice, while many low-income parents start to panic. This summer, 90 West Dallas kids will spend Monday through Thursday tie-dyeing t-shirts, going on field trips, and challenging each other to literacy battles in the computer lab.
Did everyone have a good first day of camp?
Yeah!
The Readers to Leaders summer program is all about, you guessed it, reading, and enthusiastic counselors, a table full of prizes, and an under-the-sea theme make it feel like camp, not school. Working mother Jessica Suarez was thrilled to find a safe, fun program for her 7-year-old son that puts education first.
Having a program like Readers to Leaders to come to that's going to make him think outside of his box, help him develop and become more creative, and give him a better quality of life is very, very important.
Suarez works for an early childhood education program, and her husband drives a truck. With 3 kids in the house, money is tight. Readers to Leaders is a half-day camp and costs $50 per child. Suarez got a partial discount.
I was blessed enough to be provided with a scholarship, so I only had to pay half.
That's $25 for 6 weeks. 6 weeks of half-day camp at the Dallas Zoo would cost $900. 6 weeks of art camp at the Modern in Fort Worth, $750. Low-cost camps like Readers to Leaders are scarce in North Texas. According to the nonprofit Dallas After School, there are only 11,000 spots for kids in Dallas County, where more than 380,000 children between the ages of 5 and 14 live.
It is a big challenge for working parents. There are not enough seats.
Christina Hanger is CEO of Dallas After School. She says of those 380,000 children in Dallas County, 41% will spend the summer at home with an adult, a parent, an aunt, maybe a neighbor. Another 22% will go to camp or a summer program. That means 37% of Dallas County kids are at home all summer without a grown-up.
That leaves nearly 140,000 children who are by themselves, maybe with the care of an older sibling, but have no adult supervision during the summer.
Hanger says a child home alone is a safety concern and is more likely to go hungry than a kid at camp or one staying with an adult. And a child spending the day watching TV or playing alone is in danger of losing 2 months of what they learn during the school year.
By the time they're in fourth or fifth grade, it can be, you know, 2 grade levels, really, that they have lost compared to their peers.
And that's why Readers to Leaders, an affordable program focused on academics, is such a gift for moms like Jessica Suarez.
You want to be able to enroll your child in a program that is going to be effective when it comes to their learning and their education, and that you can afford it.
With so few low-cost options out there, day camp during the summer is an experience many working families just can't afford. Courtney Collins, KERA News.